This is KCUR 89.3. A few years ago, Missouri's suspension rate was the highest in the nation for young black students. That unfortunate distinction forced Kansas City Public Schools administrators to rethink their approach to discipline. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains how the district is trying to treat the underlying trauma in students' lives.
Ajibula Adepaju vigorously shakes a water bottle.
This one's just water and glitter.
The shimmery liquid swirls and slowly settles. Adepaju picks up a rubbery koosh ball.
I am a person who responds really well to textures. So if I'm pissed off, I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, having this ball that has a lot of texture on it in my hands is soothing and calming to me.
Adepaju, a behavior therapist for Kansas City Public Schools, says these kinds of sensory objects can help kids get back in control of their emotions after a meltdown in class.
Play-Doh, mandala, and a stress ball.
So some of them will take something pretty quickly.
And some of them, you're going to throw this calm down box all around the room. It's the reality.
Adepaju works at the district's alternative school for elementary students, Success Academy at Knott's. Some kids are sent here for a week or two to serve out suspensions from other schools, what's known as an in-district suspension.
So it's not that you're out of school, suspended, and in the community, unaccounted for. You are serving out your suspension here.
But other kids stay at Knott's for much longer. At Knott's, they don't just get academic instruction, but therapy, too.
Tone is everything. So if I walk into a situation and I see a student is upset and they're hollering and they're screaming, then what I tend to do is make my voice even lower.
Now, this isn't easy to do. Most of us, when we're being yelled at, we want to yell back. But a lot of the kids Adepaju works with have experienced verbal abuse, and a raised voice is triggering.
When you have a child screaming in your face or throwing things at you or destroying your classroom or your school, it's hard not to take that personally.
That's Molly Ticknor.
I'm the director of mental health services for the district.
Is this a pretty typical position? Do a lot of schools
No.
have this?
No.
In fact, Ticknor thinks her position may be unique among Kansas City metro area school districts. She wants to make every building in the district a trauma-sensitive school.
We have students that are coming to school who see violence every day, whether it's in their home or their community, and that impacts you, and that impacts our staff. We know that teachers go home stressed out because they're overwhelmed, because potentially they're spending 6 hours a day trying to manage their classroom rather than teaching.
In trauma-sensitive schools, discipline is rehabilitative, not punitive. And that's a culture shift, Ticknor says. Some of the teachers she's worked with this year have really embraced trauma-sensitive techniques. But when I ask about suspension data, Ticknor refers me to someone else.
That would be our discipline officer, Darren Washington.
I sat down with Washington to go over the numbers. During the 2014-15 school year, KCPS issued more than 1,000 out-of-school suspensions to students in kindergarten through third grade. In 2 years, the district managed to reduce that number by 31%. That's certainly commendable. But over the same period, in-school suspensions were up, way up. I told Washington, it looked to me like a lot of out-of-school suspensions were just being served in school.
Yes, we are putting all of our energy into keeping students in school to get educated.
Washington says, look, he gets it. It's basically his job to worry about the school-to-prison pipeline.
And it's so easy to say, well, that student needs to stay in school. You're not serving the kid. You're just kicking them out. And I get it and I understand it. I just think we all need to take responsibility for that.
Washington says it's going to take time to get the culture right in every KCPS building, but it can be done. Just look at Trailwoods Elementary School on Kansas City's east side.
When I first started, our bathrooms, we had a lot of problems with graffiti in the bathrooms.
The principal before Christy Harrison kept the restrooms locked.
We opened all the bathrooms up and we decided every time somebody writes on the bathroom wall, we're going to paint over it. We're not going to have it. It's just not who we are.
Harrison is buying less paint today than she was 6 years ago. She says once students realized their graffiti would be gone the next day, they stopped scribbling on the walls. Giggling first graders line up outside the bathroom. The cinder block walls have been painted blue, green, and purple.
So the kids actually paint those squares, and then they put up pictures of who's in charge of that role.
Harrison says visitors always comment on how warm and fuzzy Trailwoods feels.
I remember some people coming into the building at the start of the year, and they said, wow, this school feels like a school that should be in Blue Springs. And that it was a statement that kind of broke my heart, because I thought that this is a school that should be right here in Kansas City.
And that's the culture KCPS is trying to build district-wide. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.